Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
And Sean, turned out it's just me by myself. Then Carl texted me. He said he stayed up too late and got fucked up. Yeah, well, I got fucked up too, Carl. I guarantee I drank more beer than you, motherfucker. So it's just me. You want to do shit right, you got to do it yourself. Anyway, fucking Julio got us a hit on YouTube last week. If you guys listened last week, you heard that fucking clip where the old man was screaming along with the music, which was Celine Dion with a song from Titanic. So they hit us with some kind of copyright bullshit. The only good thing that came out of that is that I don't have to hear any more of that old dude that fucking Julio keeps playing. That shit gets on my fucking nerves. I got some clips here. Luckily, I can't just sit here and fucking talk to myself. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I got a new setup here. So I'm doing... I got a tower, like... Julio suggested I get a tower. It seems to be working better than the laptop. Maybe he was right. Maybe he's not stupid as I thought he was. But, yeah, so I'm doing video now. We're going to post it on Rumble. Probably put it up on YouTube. I guarantee we'll get pulled down because when I used to do my old show, we got kicked off like 3 weeks in a row back to back, and that's it. Once you get hit three times, that's it. So, we'll see how long it lasts, but Rumble's not going to fuck with us, and I'm still going to put the audio on all the podcast platforms and shit like that, so, and then one of the reasons I'm doing that is because it was brought to my attention that something's going on with Apple and Spotify. I mean, nothing lasts forever. You know, the intelligence agencies have an agenda. And, I mean, in the Facebook building, the headquarters, there is literally a fucking FBI headquarters inside of the building. All right? It's no secret that they're running all this shit. They try to lead us to believe that we have freedom of speech and all that shit, but we don't. It's all bullshit. So that's... I mean, Rumble, they'll eventually get to them, man. It's just a matter of time and money. I mean, once somebody starts making money and they get that greed going, that's how they get you. I mean, it never feels like you have enough. Like when I was younger, if you would have told me I was making the money that I make now, I would have thought I had everything I could ever want, but it doesn't fucking work that way. The more money you make, the more shit you need. It's like I said, I say this all the time. If it wasn't for my wife and my kids, I'd be living in the fucking woods and I'd be happier than a pig and shit. I mean, anyway, I'm going to play a clip here. All right. This clip is about this black kid and sounds like he's like in high school, But he what do you call it? He identifies as a 35-year-old white man named Harrison Booth. And now that I'm doing videos, I should have just played the clip, the video clip. It was off of Instagram. But they showed him like golfing and shit. And he tells the dude that he works at Coca-Cola. And then his mom basically fucking throws him under the bus. But it's pretty funny. It's kind of sad at the same time. I don't really know what's going on in the dude's head. So it's hard to say. But here, check this out.
I'm a 35-year-old white man.
Harrison, born Antoine Smalls, has transracial identity, identifying as Harrison Booth, a 35-year-old white man from Colorado.
And when did you know that you were a 35-year-old white man?
Well, I've always felt different. I go to the store and movies and just be thinking to myself, like, why am I not getting the respect I deserve? And then it just hit me. I'm white and 35. I just miss Colorado sometimes. You know, here I pretend the buildings are the old San Juan Mountain Range, but, you know, the job's just here.
And where do you work?
I'm a systems engineer for Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
That boy don't work. He go to school and that's it. One day he said, call me Harrison. I said, who's that? He said, me.
Do you believe that he is a white man?
I mean, he isn't. Shit, I'd love to wake up one day and say, hey, everybody, I'm Rihanna. But I am.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. But I mean, it's going on all over. Why can't he do that? These other people are saying they're fucking furries and shit. I don't really want to get into it, but the dude that was working at Best Buy when I got my tower, my God. My wife kept like, bumping her shoulder into me and shit. Because she didn't want me to say refer to his gender or anything. I mean, she didn't really say that. I said it afterwards, but we talked about it on the way home, and she's more understanding about shit like that than I am. And I didn't say anything. It was cool. You should know at Best Buy. I mean, they do have the Geek Squad, for Christ's sakes. That's where it all starts, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, this new tower and seems to be working good. All right. So this other thing I wanted to talk about. So you know, down in Texas, they got immigrants come flooding across the border and shit, right? And Governor, what's his name? Hot Wheels. God damn it, I can't think of his name. But the governor down, Abbott. Governor Abbott. He called the National Guard down there to start putting up razor wire and all kinds of shit. And this little, it's just a small little area. Like they can, somebody was putting out a video that made it sound like they can go a mile up the road and cut right across. But I don't know if it's in another state. Excuse me. I don't know if it's in another state or what. But anyway, they're putting up razor wire, doing all that shit. And then Biden puts out a statement telling them to stand down, to not try to even block anybody from coming across. And Texas basically said, fuck you. We're going to do what we want. So a lot of people think it's like a Civil War type scenario. But anyway, I think I might have already brought that up on another episode. But my point is, I was reading another article that they're getting ready to build a military base right there in that same area. It's called Eagle Pass down there in Texas. And that's pretty fucking interesting. I'm guessing it's got to be a National Guard base, but that's pretty crazy. All right, I'm gonna play another clip here. This is Tucker Carlson and Dr. Weinstein.
If people somehow put aside the obvious danger to their ability to earn and maybe to their lives of saying what needs to be said, then we greatly outnumber those we are pitted against. They are ferociously powerful, but I would also point out this interesting error. So I call the force that we're up against Goliath, just so I remember what the battle is. Goliath made a terrible mistake, and it made it most egregiously during COVID, which is it took all of the competent people, took all of the courageous, and it shoved them out of the institutions where they were hanging on. And it created, in so doing, the dream team. Created every player you could possibly want on your team to fight some historic battle against a terrible evil. All of those people are now at least somewhat awake. They've now been picked on by the same enemy. And yeah, all right, we're outgunned. It has a tremendous amount of power, but we've got all of the people who know how to think. So I hate to say it, or maybe I like to say it, but I don't think it's a slam dunk, but I like our odds.
Yeah, that's a pretty optimistic way to look at it, but I hope he's right. You know, you got all kinds of people. I mean, we talk about these people every week. You know, they were showing pictures while he was talking. It was, like I said, I'm going to get this shit together. Now that I'm doing video, I'm not really used to it, so I put the shit on audio instead of sharing my screen and showing you guys the video, but I'll do that next week. I'm just now getting used to this shit, people. But they were showing pictures of, like, Aaron Rodgers. We've talked about him. They were showing, I can't remember who else, but they were just showing all the, Rob Schneider, they showed him. I haven't heard much about him. I'm going to have to start checking out some of the shit they're talking about him. But I know he does stand against the bullshit. But, yeah. So, yeah, we talk about Constantine a lot on this show. And I didn't realize it. I was reading some shit. And I realized that he was also... So, okay, so he's responsible for the Council of Nicaea, where they thought they were important enough to determine what was going to be in the Bible and what wasn't. And there's a lot of stuff that is so helpful that was taken out of the Bible, helpful to understand. And the better you understand it, frankly, it's just, it's more fun to read if you understand what the fuck you're looking at, you know? And if the stories make, if you take some of these older stories that were taken out of the Bible, some of the stuff that is in the Bible makes more sense. But he, not only was he in charge of the Council of Nicaea, he also changed... He changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. And anybody that was caught, you know, they were taught this their whole life, that you take Saturday off and you don't do shit. Anybody that was caught doing that, they'd be executed. All right. I mean, this dude was, I think he was possessed. I think he was working for the wrong side, and they put him in charge of what, you know, the Bible, all this shit. So that's why I question everything. But my point is, the newest thing that I've read about this dude, he was the guy that was running shit when they burned down the Library of Alexandria. And the reason he did that is so that nobody could question. He got so powerful and greedy and hungry that He just wanted to be in charge of everybody's life. He wanted to change religion. He didn't want anybody to be able to question anything. So he burned every book. The Library of Alexandria was one of the biggest ancient. I mean, everything was destroyed and all the knowledge basically just became his. So anything you wanted to know, it was basically like a whole reset. And that's when most of this shit started that we talk about on this show. I mean, a lot of it goes back before that, but that was a major point in history in the deception of what we're really supposed to be talking about. But one of those books was The Gospel of Mary. Mary, and I don't know if it was, a lot of people think it was Jesus' mother Mary, and a lot of people think it might have been his sister, I think most people think that it was Mary Magdalene, who was maybe his wife, lover. She was one of his followers, and it is said that she was his favorite. So I don't know. I mean, all of them were probably following all the commandments and all that stuff. So I don't know. They had something going on, but like I said, it's old and there's pages missing. All right, so. When they found it, let me look here. All right, so the most complete text of the Gospel of Mary is contained in the Berlin Codex. But even so, it is missing 6 manuscript pages at the beginning of the document and 4 manuscript pages in the middle. As such, the narrative begins in the middle of a scene, leaving the setting and circumstances unclear. King believes, however, that's whoever's talking, somebody King. However, that references to the death of the Savior and the commissioning scene later in the narrative indicate the setting in the first section of the text is a post-resurrection appearance of the Savior. As the narrative opens, the Savior is engaged in dialogue with his disciples, answering the questions on the nature of matter and the nature of sin. At the end of the discussion, the Savior departs, leaving the disciples distraught and anxious. According to the story, Mary speaks up with words of comfort and encouragement. Then Peter asks Mary to share with them any special teaching she received from the Savior. Peter said to Mary, "Sister, we know that the Savior loved you more than the rest of the women. Tell us the words of the Savior which you remember, which you know, but we did not, nor have we heard them." Mary responds to Peter's request by recounting a conversation she had with the Savior about visions. All right, here. Mary said, "I saw the Lord in a vision and said to him, 'Lord, I saw you today in a vision.' He answered and said to me, 'Blessed are you, that you did not waver at the sight of me. For where the mind is, there is the treasure.' I said to him, 'So now, Lord, does a person who sees a vision see it through the soul or through the spirit?'" That sounds like some third eye, trippy type of stuff. And then it goes on here. In the conversation, the Savior teaches that the inner self is composed of our soul, spirit, and mind, and a third mind that is between the two which see the vision. Then the text breaks off and the next 4 pages are missing. When the narrative resumes, Mary is no longer recalling her discussion with the Savior. She's instead recounting the revelation given to her in the vision. The revelation describes an ascent of a soul which, as it passes on its way to its final rest, engages in dialogue with with four powers that try to stop it. Her vision does not meet with universal approval. And then it says here, but Andrew answered and said to the brethren, say what you think concerning what she said, for I do not believe that the Savior said this. For certainly these teachings are of other ideas. Peter also opposed her in regard to these matters and asked them about the Savior. Did he then speak secretly with the woman in preference to us and not openly? Are we to turn back and all listen to her? Did he prefer her to us? So you got to think about the big picture here. So apparently Jesus liked Mary the most. And they're all following Jesus, right? They're all his followers, just following him around. They know he likes her best, but they're calling her a liar. And back then, man, women did not. She's lucky she's even allowed to be talking, right? So, I don't know. It's shit like this that they took out of the Bible. It just makes you wonder, like, what the fuck? But that's the shit I'm talking about. All right, I'm gonna play another clip here. This is I was saying how Spotify and Apple are gonna start censoring and shutting us down. That's why we're doing videos and going on Rumble. And then after Rumble, it's going to have to become something else. Fucking ham radio. Who knows, man? But this clip is about the way Google began. Which Google, they're all in it together. Google, Facebook, Meta. Meta is Instagram. Meta is Facebook. Like I said, they've all got intelligence agencies within. They have offices within their headquarters, all right? But this is explaining how Google started. All right, here we go.
Google began as a DARPA grant. They got their funding as part of a joint CIA-NSA program to chart how, quote, birds of a feather flock together online through search engine aggregation. And then 1 year later, they launched Google and then became a military contractor quickly. Thereafter, they got Google Maps by purchasing a CIA satellite software, essentially. The ability to track, to use free speech on the internet as a way to circumvent state control over media all around the world was seen as a way to be able to do what used to be done out of CIA station houses or out of embassies or consulates in a way that was totally turbocharged. Free speech was championed more than anybody by the Pentagon, the State Department, and our CIA cutout NGO blob architecture as a way to support dissident groups around the world in order to help them overthrow authoritarian governments.
Yeah, so it started out as a DARPA program, getting grants from the fucking intelligence agencies and shit. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about, people. So, oh yeah, now that I'm doing these recordings, the videos, I'm on Zoom instead of Google Meet because you have to sign up for the premium shit on Google. I'm not fucking paying nothing. So I think it's a 40-minute cutoff, so this is going to be a short episode. It's just me anyway, because Julio stayed up too late and Carl got nervous. He's going to fucking get a hold of me and say he wasn't nervous, motherfucker, but I know what it is. Once you start doing this shit and getting on air every week, you don't give a fuck how stupid you sound. You'll understand once you do it. He's going to get pissed. Have you guys heard about this dude? His name is Jack Sweeney. He's a college kid, right? He's got some kind of an app or a website where you can track people's jet. And so, you know, Taylor Swift is this big climate change idiot. So he's been tracking her jet. Like she's had such short trips in her jet that it was basically illegal. Like you could have fucking jumped in a car instead, but she just flew in the jet. But I mean, you got to take your jet with you. Then I don't know, whatever. But they got certain rules with all that shit, right? But he's been tracking her jet and talking about all the carbon footprints and all that. And so her legal team sent him a cease and desist. And he basically told him to get fucked. Which is funny because she's got so many fucking followers and shit on social media. All right, so now this dude is becoming famous because of her. Did she ever stop once to think about that? He's going to get rich. He's going to make money on his app. He's going to get more followers on all his social media and shit. He's going to make money off of her bringing his name up. So this dude is a fucking genius if you ask me. So he's going to college, but he's probably not going to even need to fucking get his degree, right? He's going to be doing this shit now. It's funny. But Taylor Swift, what do you expect? White women are fucked in the head. It's fun to talk about white women because those are the only people I have left that I can fuck with. And not be, I mean, I talk shit about everybody. I don't give a fuck, but I mean, who's going to cancel me? You got to give a fuck before you can get canceled, right? All right, I got one more clip. I don't know how much time we got left either. So I'm going to play this clip real quick. It has nothing to do with conspiracies. It's just kind of funny.
Remember when we were kids? It was like a candy bar was a candy bar. Ice cream was ice cream. You never had the unholy matrimony, the two of them. But fat people late at night were doing that shit. And these big companies found out about it, and they started doing it and never gave these fatties credit. And they're not going to come waddling out going, hey, I came up with that shit. There's too much shame involved. Because I had a fat roommate, and the deal with a fat roommate is during the day, you watch them eat. You're like, how the fuck is this person fat? But after midnight, all the questions are answered. You start hearing sounds. Is there a raccoon in the house? What is going on? And one day you have the balls to go down there. And they fucking look up from this bowl of slop. You don't even know what it is. I mean, I would rather walk in on a murder than walk in on a clinically obese person at 2 in the morning. Remember when...
Sounds like the Gremlins or some shit. It's pretty funny. I like Bill Burr because he gets pissed off easy. Makes me feel more normal. What else do I got? So I was talking shit about Carl. Last week when we did the episode called Consider Not Indoctrinating Your Children. So, all right, I forget. Julio got off at like 10. And so I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it at 10 because I'm going to be fucked up, right? Because it was Saturday night. So I said, I'm going to go to sleep and we'll get up and do it like 1 o'clock in the morning. So we got up at like 1 or 2 and started. So I only got, I'll say I probably went to sleep at 9. So I got maybe 4 hours of sleep after drinking a whole shitload. And then got up at 1. We started drinking while we were doing the episode. episode was maybe, oh, that was a short one because I was running out of something, my sound card, right? We did a short episode, but I probably drank two or three beers. And then I was drinking while I was editing. That takes a little, somewhere over an hour. I know it wasn't less than an hour. And then the last thing I do is I start marking down. Well, I haven't been able to upload any images, but I will now that I got a new computer. But I start, you know, marking down what the episode is about and marking down some of the topics and putting the what the episode's called and all that shit. Carl texted me first thing in the morning when I woke up. He told me I spelled indoctrinating wrong. And believe me, I know how to spell it. And I went back and fixed it. But I never knew you could get so fucking drunk that you couldn't spell. I put like, first of all, I started it with an E. And it was like, the word was like endrocating or some shit. But I fixed it on most of them. It's still fucked up on some. I can't fix it on everything. But, I mean, he helps out with the show, man. Like, if you guys have been listening for a long time, like at the beginning, I was going to call him the Chairborne Ranger and he didn't like that. And so that's when he told me to call him Carl, which isn't his real name. But he helps out with a lot of shit. Like, he helped me with the intro. Like, when it first started, it was English-sounding dude. And he told me to change it. I did that. So, he'll be on here. Quit being afraid, Carl. Once you make an ass of yourself once, you'll never worry about it again. I do this shit every week. I fuck up every week. Look at me. I fucking misspelled shit last week. I'm on here fucking talking myself this week. So, I don't know how much time we got left. Usually it'll, since I'm on Zoom, it'll pop up and tell you how much time you got left. And I know I told you guys I was going to make it up to you this week because last week was short. But I mean, I'm by myself. I can only go so long. I already covered everything I had written down. And I got to work out before everybody wakes up. I have to lift today because I woke up pissed off. If I don't lift, I'll be pissed off all day long. So it helps, man. If you guys out there, if you wake up pissed, work out until you feel like worn out and tired, and then like take a shower and relax for a little bit, you'll feel great. But that's about all I got. It's going to be probably even shorter than last week, but I am putting this shit out on video. And as usual, Conspiracy Soldiers at yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers at yahoo.com. Send us an email if you got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble now. Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube. We got a page on YouTube. But that's about all I got. It's going to be probably even shorter than last week. But I am putting this shit out on video. And as usual, Conspiracy Soldiers at yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers at yahoo.com. Send us an email if you got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble now. Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube. We got a page on YouTube, which won't be up long. I can guarantee that. They're already, I was talking about Spotify and Apple are starting to crack down. YouTube was the original. They got on them early. Started, well, you know, whatever they do. It's got to do with money and bribery. I keep clicking my pen if you guys are wondering what that noise is. I don't know why I'm doing that. But, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. All right, what's up, ladies and germs? I'm back. All right, so I'm new to all this shit. So I was trying to edit the video and all that, and once I went back over it, I realized that you couldn't hear the clips on there. So I'm not putting no videos out this week until I get all that shit figured out. I just wanted to let you all know in case you were looking for it. All right. So, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.